Today is Thursday, February 27th, 2025. My name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Anosmia Awareness Day, which I think that's based on the photo. You know what? Let's ask ChatGPT. Let me see if I can wake. I should give her a name. What should we call her? Let's see. Hey, question for you. What is anosmia?
Anosmia is the loss of the sense of smell. It can be temporary or permanent and can result from various causes, such as a cold, sinus infection, or even certain neurological conditions. It's also been recognized as a symptom of COVID-19.
Cool, thanks. All right, it's also National Small Dog Day. Sydney, it's National Small... Well, you're not really small anymore, Sydney. They told you you're overweight. Daddy. Sydney is laying here next to me. She's... Oh, my God. I'm literally becoming... Daddy is like a poodle. Sydney is having a conversation. She does have conversations with us in the house. I don't think I've ever done it on the podcast, but she's laying here next to me. Anyway, Sydney, it's Small Dog Day. Happy Small Dog Day, even though you're 18 pounds. It's Pokemon Day. Oh my God. Look at that, everyone. It's Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. National Retro Day. National Toast Day. National Strawberry Day. National Polar Bear Day. And finally, National Chili Day. So I put, interestingly or not, I made chili 2 days ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put a little bit of jalapeno in this. I always buy one or two jalapenos when we do our grocery shopping. And because I like spicy. And so if I make a sandwich or something like that, I'll slice up a little jalapeno. And I usually dice it up and then sprinkle it over the bread on one side or whatever before I, you know, as I'm building my sandwich. And so I just like to have a little. I was telling Mark, you know, you need to live a little. It wakes up your taste buds. But anyway, so I told him, I'm like, I'm just going to put a tiny little bit of jalapeno in there, which it wasn't very much. It was a large, you know, a pretty large batch of chili. It would serve six people probably in my Dutch oven. And it was too hot. Like when I tasted it. Now, I liked it, but Mark does not have a high tolerance for spice. And so I thought, well, this is not going to go over well with him. So I better find a way to make this less spicy. And so I asked ChatGPT, I said, hey, what are the ways to make things less spicy? And she said, you can add some sort of cream, like sour cream, to it. You can add sugar. You can add lemon juice. A couple other things she said, but based on what she said, I had vinegar. Because I thought an acid might help, because I think the lemon juice is an acid is the reason that you're adding lemon juice. Sugar, I understand, because the sweetness kind of just cuts the spiciness, but I didn't want to add sugar to chili. So I was like, okay, I had some half and half. Because a lot of times I will use half and half in the place of heavy cream it tastes similar. It has a similar, it's a little bit more silky and creamy than milk, but it has a little bit of a heavy cream flavor, but it probably has, I'm guessing, but half the calories, let's say. I'm probably wrong, but it has less calories. Let's just say that. And so I was like, you know what? I'll put it. So I put a, just, a, I don't know, maybe 4 tablespoons. It was just the last little bit of this heavy cream that I, or half and half that I had. Put that in there. And it was really good. First of all, it did cut the heat. It was still a little spicy, but it really cut it. So it was tolerable. And it was, it added a little bit of a creaminess, but it wasn't weird. It wasn't like a cream, like a vodka spaghetti sauce or nothing like that. It still tasted like chili. It just had a little bit of a silky kind of creaminess a little bit. And I liked it. And then it was probably the favorite chili I've made. And the vinegar added a nice little kick, a little, you know, sour jolt that is always gives a little pop of life. So I enjoyed it. I'm going to start making chili that way regardless, with a little bit of half and half and a little bit of, what was the other thing I added? Half and half and vinegar. That's probably why old people can cook so good. They just pick up things along the way. And as they make things that are really, you know, they're, oh my God, you know, they luck onto something that's really good, then they add it to their repertoire. And when, by the time they're old, they have this huge index, set of index cards of different recipes that they can just pull out of their butt at any time because they have 50 or 60 years of cooking. So that's one I'm going to stick in my back pocket because I thought it tasted really good. I don't measure anything in my chili. It's really simple. I cut up an onion. Sometimes I'll mince some garlic. Depends on my mood, but I always start with at least an onion. Sometimes I will add a cut up bell pepper, like a red bell pepper. And I saute those in olive oil until it's really just to get them softened a little bit. They say translucent, but they're not really translucent. And then I don't even take them out. I do it in a Dutch oven or in my Instant Pot, one of the two. But I don't take them out. I just scoot them over to the side so they stop cooking. And then I put a pound of ground turkey. It fits right in the little rectangular space that's left over when I kind of push the onions up on both sides. And I smush it down with my hand. And I let it cook, I don't know how long, but until it's about halfway done on one side. Flip it over, because I want to get a little color on it. And then I start breaking it up with my spatula. So crumbling it up. And then when that's all crumbled and I incorporate the onions, after the meat is mostly cooked, I incorporate the onions and the, if there is bell pepper, garlic, whatever was there, add a little salt, pepper, and then I add a big ass amount of chili powder and whatever chili powder I've bought at the time, whatever looks interesting to me when I'm shopping. But I don't know exactly how much I put. I just know the color. But it's probably 4 tablespoons, maybe more, maybe 5 tablespoons. But I just kind of eyeball it. And then I put some cumin. And that's about it from the spice side. Sometimes I'll throw in something else. But it's mostly chili powder, cumin, salt, pepper. Let that kind of cook a little bit to open up the spices and in the oil. And then I start adding the liquid. So I do a can of Rotel tomatoes and green chilies. And you can get whatever mild all the way up to spicy. I don't know why I'm telling you, but hey, I didn't really have any content for today anyway. So today is recipe day. A can of crushed tomatoes. The best that you can get, like I get a cento or something like that, a cento, I think, is actually how you would say it. I think it's a product of Italy. Or anyway, it's like a yellow can, but I think there's another one that you can get that's also, that I can't remember the name of, but a good, you know, you can get, you can use whatever, but I use a good crushed tomato. And yeah, so the tomato, the Rotel, oh, and a can of whatever beans you like, and I drain them. I usually use pinto beans, but you can use black beans, you can use northern beans, kidney beans, whatever kind of bean you want. If you don't like beans, don't use beans, just use more meat. And then I let it slow cook for at least an hour or two, and that's it. And then I put sour cream and shredded cheddar cheese on top of it. And we eat it on rice, because I have an Asian boyfriend. And there you go. That's the whole thing. So go and make my chili. But now I'm going to add vinegar, and I'm going to add, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, half and half. And then when we make hot dogs, I use the leftover chili for the chili dogs. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.